I'm Susan Diamond. I'm 64 years old. And today's date is Thursday, November 19th, 2020. We're in Wheeling, Illinois, and I'm here with my mother, Fern Zimmerman. And we're going to be talking about your life, Mom.
Okay. It'd be my pleasure. I'm Fern Zimmerman. I am 91 years old.
And it's November 19th.
Oh, November 19th, 2020. And I'm in Wheeling in my daughter's house. And I'm looking forward to doing this today.
Well, thanks, Mom. So I want to start with some questions. The first question I want to ask you is, do you think that I'm like you?
Like me?
Yeah. Or am I not like you?
No, you're like me. And you're also like you. You're a very special person, different. But you're my daughter, definitely. You are definitely my daughter. And I appreciate a lot of things that you've done and do that are so much like me.
Well, I love being your daughter.
Thank you, darling.
tell me a little bit about Dad. Tell us about Lori, your honey.
Yeah. He was handsome. He was beautiful ways, always kind. He was a pleasure. What did I tell you? A very, very important person of my life.
Well, I know what you always tell me is that he was always good to you.
Always. Always. Always good to me.
Tell me about your mom and dad.
My mom and dad were great people. They were very close. We got along very well. There was never any arguments with my mom and dad and me or even the family. And everything was wonderful.
I remember Grandpa as very even-tempered.
Oh, yes.
And I remember Grandma as spunky.
Yeah, but played the piano beautifully. Yeah. She was a great piano player. You could hum a song and she'd sit down and play it.
Anybody else get that musical talent?
So far, no. I tried. We tried. My parents sent us a piano as a gift so that our children would at least learn how. And even my children didn't. They were not piano players.
Wow.
They're perfect children, but not piano players.
Well, I know I wasn't a piano player, but why don't we talk a little bit about Howie and Marty and what they were like. Start with Howie. He's the oldest.
Howie's my oldest son. Tall, dark, and handsome. An outstanding athlete and high school and college.
Yep.
And still is outstanding. And my younger son, Marty, I could copy him in the same way. He too was a great athlete in high school and a wonderful son and still is. My children are amazing, just amazing. There's nothing they do. They please me beyond. And I'm just very lucky lady to have this. And then there's my daughter, Susan, who is, I can't describe her quite. She's very bright. She does everything that she wants to and that she thinks is right, and it usually is. And I'm just a very fortunate person to have lived the life that I have led, to have had the family that I have, and I thank God every day.
Well, while we're talking about the family, I know that I never had a sister, but I have two sister-in-laws.
Yes, you do. Two wonderful sister-in-laws.
Tell us about Linda, Howie's wife.
Howie's wife, Linda, was from a high school, started in high school. Linda was always beautiful, sweet, charming, and very, very dedicated. And Marty's wife is very unusual. And Marty and his wife are both, they're very religious in the Jewish religion. And they're a delight to be in their company. It's wonderful. And we're all close and we all get along well, thank goodness.
Yeah, well, how anybody could not get along with Gail, Marty's wife, that'd be a tough call.
Wow, she's outstanding. She's great, Gail, great. But so are my sons. Very good too, like that. Very, very nice to be so close.
I want to tread carefully here because I know that this could take a long time. But tell us about your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren.
Oh.
And I may have to stop you. So.
Oh, no. Unbelievable beyond words. My grandchildren are beautiful, handsome, intelligent, smart, lovable. I don't know what I would do without them. They just bring every bit of joy into a person's life.
Do you remember when Michael was born, your oldest?
Oh, do I remember when Michael was born? Of course I do remember when Michael was born. And I still remember Michael doing so many of the things that he did then that he does now with being there for you. They're great. They're great children. I can't possibly talk about them in so many words. I can't.
All right. So he was your number one.
Oh, number one. Yes.
And then Craig came along. What'd you think about when Craig came along?
Oh, I love that too. Are you kidding? Craig, my Craig and my Michael. Whew. They're still the best. Yes, nobody could compare to those two guys. They are something else.
And they
both chose the most wonderful wives that I could ever have for daughters-in-laws. I've never had an argument with them. I've never had any problems with them.
You're talking about Gail and Linda?
Gail and Linda, you betcha I am. And the boys. I never had problems with the boys.
No.
They always did what they knew they should do. And my daughter-in-laws are daughters. They're unbelievable.
Yeah, I kind of think that when Linda came along and shared your passion for shopping.
Oh, yeah.
She kind of eclipsed me.
Oh, Linda was a good shopper, definitely. And Gail turned out to be an excellent cook.
Yeah.
Yes.
She sure really is. Did. Friday night Shabbat
dinners. Oh, Friday night. Every Friday night Shabbat dinner. And it's just something I look forward to.
I want to ask you, Mom. I don't know if you could get this particular, but what was the happiest moment of your life?
The happiest moment of my life? The happiest moment of my life was everything. It was always happy. It was always something I cherished, and I still do. And I had wonderful parents, wonderful brother and sister-in-law. I had wonderful children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and they are great. I am a very fortunate person, and I appreciate what they all have done to make it possible.
So I want to ask you something, because I don't want to have any regrets about not asking you questions, but are there any regrets you have of something that you never asked your parents? Is there anything you'd like to know about your parents that you never did ask?
I don't think so, because we always talked about family life, and I knew my parents' families, and I don't think there's anything you could ask me to pin down. I mean, they're a wonderful family.
Well, you talked. I remember being with you all the time. And what time in the morning did you have to talk to Grandma every day?
Oh, that's my mother. I had to talk to her every morning. And if we didn't have cell phones then. Sometime I was out, I'd have to stop at a gas station and use a telephone there to tell her everything is good, everything is fine. I did speak with my mother basically 2 to 3 times a day. There's something she liked that. She liked, and I liked it too.
Let me ask you something about how you met Dad. When did you meet Dad?
Oh, when I was in my first year of high school.
Where'd you go to high school?
Marshall High School in Chicago. And I had a very dear cousin of mine, Fran. Fran and I could be like twins, and she was giving a party at the house, and she wanted to invite somebody there for me to meet, and that somebody was my husband, who was most unusual. From the moment I met him, we got along beautifully. We had a beautiful long marriage. We had wonderful children, as I said before. And I miss him very much, unfortunately, but he lived a good life too. And I am very happy about that. And
did you guys go to school together?
We went all through high school together. I, of course, was in my first year. He was already in his second year. And we went to proms. We went to, I can't even describe all of the wonderful things that we did together. We traveled all over this country and out of this country. It was just an indescribable life that I had, and I could never forget it or anything about it.
Tell me about your honeymoon, when you got married and went on your honeymoon.
When I got married, we were very friendly with all of our friends to this day, those that are still alive, of course. We had a very, very close men and women friends that all knew one another, and we were very close. We did everything together. And when we got married, a lot of us all got married around the same time. I was 19 years old, and my girlfriends were the same age, and he was 21 when we got married, and we all got along well. And then it was time, everybody was getting married, and one of my very dear friends, and to this day still is, Lois and her husband Gene, Gene has passed away, but Lois and I are still inseparable. We decided to get married a day apart and go on our honeymoon together. And my husband had just gotten a new car, and Gene and Lois were going to drive. We decided to drive to Florida, and which we did, of course. And on our honeymoon, I know many people could never quite understand it, but we got along great, and we had a wonderful honeymoon and a wonderful life afterwards. And it's just hard to believe that you could be that close and that friendly to people. And many of them are gone, of course. But very, very good. Very good life of friends.
Well, you've spent a lot of time in Florida.
Oh, yes, we did. We spent, as we got older, we bought a house in Florida. We stayed in Florida in the winters. We were fortunate to be able to do that and enjoy ourselves with our friends and our families. And it was quite an experience to have the type of traveling life and home life and Florida life that we had, and I'll never forget it.
What was it like when the grandkids would come to
Florida? Oh, wow, the best. Right around the swimming pool, there were my grandchildren, the best, swimming, staying with us. They hated it when they had to go home, but they went to school and they have things that they had to do, but they came every single year to Florida, and we always had a good time. Definitely, it was part of our life that was very important.
Sometimes those guys had too good of a time.
Well, that's true, but that's all right. I don't regret anything, nothing. And neither do any of their parents. They love everything that went on.
Yeah, we loved it because we didn't go with.
That's right. I will give you a great example of we were going home. I was putting them on an airplane in Florida when they came out and mentioned that they needed, and I had, I don't know if there were four or five of them, but I think there were five. And they asked for some people to raise their hands and they could stay overnight. And I just sat there and took a look at those kids and said, nobody, no, not one of you better raise your hand. I loved every second of it. But no hand raising. You are to get on this plane and go home. Your parents are waiting for you.
What kind of a little kid were you?
Oh, I don't know what kind of little kid I was.
Were you good in school?
Yeah, I never had a problem in school.
What, did you eat lunch in school, at school? Or?
Sure. Well, no. In grammar school, I didn't. I ate at my grandmother's house.
What was your grandma's name?
My grandma's name was Yetta. And my daughter, she was a wonderful woman, unusual. And my daughter's name, which she never loved too much, was Susan Yetta. And that I ate lunch there. It was, her house was right near the school, and I walked to for lunch and walked back to school.
Was that your mom's mom?
That my mother's mother, yes. My father's mother and father were both gone before I was born. I was named after my father's mother. Her name was Fanny Marion, and I'm Fern Marion.
Mm-hmm. And did you have cousins that you were close with?
Oh, yes, of course. Very much so. My many of them, but especially I had my cousin Fran, who died at an early age, unfortunately. But she and I were never apart. We did everything together. We loved. We just, I can't explain it, but we lived next to one another. We got married at the same time, and unfortunately, she died at an early age.
What was she like?
What was she like? How can I describe her? She was unusual. She was smart. She would do anything for anybody. And I can't tell you, she was just outstanding. That was an outstanding person.
I remember her being funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Keep everybody entertained.
Yes, we did. Yes, that's true. That's true. It brings back memories. It's hard to even talk about it, let alone think about it. Yes, it's very difficult.
When you guys were kids, what were some of the fads? Like, what was in style when you were in grade school and high school?
What do you mean, what was the style?
Yeah, well,
clothing?
Yeah, you were always a great dresser.
Yeah,
you still are.
We were very, very, very into clothes, and we were stylish by all means. It wasn't really blue jean days for us, particularly. It was, clothes and pants and slacks and everything that was the thing at that time. We definitely were conscious of it at all times.
Do you remember when you got your first pair of blue jeans?
No, come to think of it. I can't remember, but I know I got them.
No, you did too.
Yeah. But I can't remember exactly when.
What was your favorite hairstyle? All the years, you must have had a lot of different hairstyles.
Oh, not a lot. Long hair. I always had long hair. I never had real short hair. And it was always dark. I mean, I was born with dark hair. And then later on in my life, I put some blonde streaks in them, and that's, but basically speaking, I was a dark-haired person, yes.
How are things different now for the kids than they were for you when you were in school?
I don't know how they were. Were they so different? Unfortunately, right now, at this time, the kids are having a problem with school. I mean, school is and school isn't.
Right.
Because of the epidemic. But I don't know. They seem to be just as happy as I was in school, and they participated in many, many things.
Do you think they got in as much trouble as Dad did when he was in high school?
He didn't get into so much trouble, Dad.
Well, talk about when the graduation tickets.
Well, that wasn't trouble. Nobody knew about it.
Tell the story, Mom.
Well, when it was graduation time, several of the young men there went ahead and had some graduation tickets printed up and passed them out to their friends so they could all attend the graduation. And we did. It so happens we did. There were just as many friends there as there were parents there. And it was quite enjoyable, and nobody said a word. That is the truth. They did do some odd things, but always worked out okay. They were happy. They were happy too.
What, there's so much technology around today. Do you have any thoughts about how technology is good or bad compared to how it was for you?
It's so, there is so much more of it. I mean, we had telephones, but we certainly didn't have all of the things. What I'm doing right now, talking into a machine, we didn't have that then. There were typewriters, but I can't say there were real elaborate things, but we did have a lot, enough at the time. And
what do you think has been the greatest invention since you've been alive? What do you think is the greatest thing?
The airplane.
Really?
Yep. I always thought the airplane was unbelievable beyond words. And I still do.
What about the computer? What do you have to say about our computers?
Well, I think computers are terrific, but I am not a computer crazy person. We always had a computer in our house, but my husband was the computer worker, not me. And I think it's a wonderful thing, but it never took over my needs, really and truly.
Any regrets? Do you wish you were a little bit more capable on the computer?
Now I do. Yeah, I certainly do. But it's okay. I live good. I got kids and everybody who I need help with, give it to me.
I just remember you on the telephone all the time. The telephone was your thing.
Oh, yeah, the telephone was my thing and still is. Yes. I have to admit that, too.
Some things don't change.
No.
That's for sure. Yeah. And then is there any highlights as far as world events, good or bad? What about
world
sports?
Events? What do you mean? There were, my goodness gracious, there were wars.
Yeah, what was World War II like for you guys?
World War II was not easy. My brother was overseas, and members of our family were all in the service. My father was not, but he worked donated his services for the army service for the area that we lived in.
Huh.
Yeah, he was part of that and worked out there every day after his office work. Would go there and do different things. I remember he used to be in charge of the gas coupons for people in their car.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that was
a good job.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he worked hard and he enjoyed it.
What about Dad's time in the service?
Dad?
Yeah, Lori.
Oh. Was Lori
in the service?
Was Lori in the service?
Yeah. Navy?
Yeah. No, Mar Howie was in the Navy.
Howie was in the National Guard for the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
But for World War II, didn't Dad get in for the last few months, cheated on a test?
Dad?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh, that was a classic story.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, God. Well, my brain didn't quite hold out.
You hold on to the other stuff, right. I guess. What about sports? Are you a sports person?
Oh, of course. I loved going to all the baseball games, the football games, the basketball games, hockey.
You loved going to hockey games?
Oh, yes. We went to hockey games. Are you kidding?
And I thought you hated the hockey.
No. I hated my children, my grandchildren playing hockey. That I should say. But no. We used to go to professional games always.
Yeah.
Yes. And enjoyed them.
And what about now? Do you still watch sports?
Oh, yes, I sure do. I watch the football games on TV. I watch everything. I watch the baseball games. I watch the basketball games. I love sports.
Tell us about when the Cubs won the World Series. What were you doing?
Well, that was quite a time. Absolutely. And they should only do it again. I'll hang around, I promise, for another championship. That's very exciting.
And so you got the Bears and you've got the Cubs.
I've got the Bears. I've got the Cubs. Who else have I got? I know I have more than that, than just the
Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like when Michael Jordan was playing for the Bulls?
Oh, well, Michael Jordan was the thing of this, of the time with the basketball. Unbelievable. We went to games. We saw games. We lived in the same neighborhood, basically, with him.
Yeah.
We saw him, and it was quite a time of life for everybody in those years. Everybody loved it.
What about presidential elections? Who was your favorite president?
Well, there were a lot of them. I was fortunate enough to go through a lot of presidential elections. And who was my very favorite? Well, I was a staunch Democrat, let's put it that way. So I thought every Democratic president was outstanding. And one time in my life, I will say this, I did not vote Democratic. I voted Republican, and I was not happy with my vote. I will never do it again.
Who did you vote for?
I'm not saying that isn't nice, but I did vote for Trump.
And why did you vote for Trump?
Why did I vote for Trump? My husband wanted me to vote for Trump. He thought Trump was to be the president at that time, and of course, definitely was not, still isn't, and that's it. I don't know.
What about Barack Obama?
Oh, Barack, that was quite a thing to see, to have a black president, which is something that we never really thought about because they never really ran.
What happened when you met Michelle Obama?
Oh, I met Michelle Obama with her daughter when Barack Obama was running for president, and they were having a meeting at one of the hotels downtown, and not my daughter, my granddaughter.
Right. Yeah.
Yes,
Rosie.
I took Rosie downtown.
Actually, your great granddaughter.
My great granddaughter. That's true. And we went to get pictures so she could color of Barack Obama, and in came his wife with her children, and that was quite an interesting thing. A very friendly, warm person, shook hands with anybody who came up to her, and she was just as pleasant as he was, as her husband. Definitely, they were pleasant people.
What are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
The most important lesson I learned so many of them. There are important things all over.
If you wanted to tell your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren how to live a happy life like you had, what advice would you give?
What advice would I give? At my age, what advice would I give? I don't know if I'd have to give an advice. I think that they live in a family. They do now live in families that are wonderful with each other, and therefore they learn from that. They know from that. They wouldn't do the things they do. They're very, very conscious, very, very good to all the adults, and I have no complaints.
Do you remember a rule that we had in our house growing up? Never hold grudges.
Oh, no, never. We never held grudge, and we still don't.
Nope, that's true.
No, we always said that, no grudges.
Anything else you would like to share before we close?
There's nothing I can say except thank you, my children, my grandchildren, my entire families and friends. Thank you for the life that you helped me to have, and I appreciate every minute of it.
And any last words for Dad, for your sweetheart?
My sweetheart, I say goodnight to him every single night. And anything I have to tell him, he and I have a very good conversation going on. We always will.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.